You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome into our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the URI Theater Department, represented by Paula McGlasson, who is the director of the upcoming show and chair of the department. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's nice to have you back with us. I say back because it's been a while. It was almost 4 years ago.
Oklahoma.
That's right. When you were here to talk about Oklahoma today, we're going to be talking about Singing in the Rain. And the man that's the star attraction in Singing in the Rain, which we'll hear a lot about, is Andrew Burnap. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Andrew is a junior at URI. And Paula, there's some interesting things about Andrew before we talk about the show. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, the first thing that I'm so proud to mention is that Andrew is the regional winner of the American College Theater Festival Irene Ryan Acting Competition. Out of 250 students who competed in late January, he was selected as tops in his field, and he will now travel to Kennedy Center, Washington, D.C. in April, and do his acting again, this time for scholarships and some job opportunities. So it's the first time ever we've had a regional winner from URI Theater, and all of us are so proud.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you go into the competition feeling pretty confident, or was that a shock to you?
It was a combination of the two. I felt very confident going into the competition, and but as they called my name as the winner, it was certainly still a shock. To tell you the truth, I didn't believe it at first, but it certainly is a wonderful thing to be recognized for the hard work. It's a great honor to represent URI.
Well, that's great. And Paula and I will have the opportunity in years from now to say we knew him when.
Right, Paula? Right.
Okay. There you go.
And it's, Paula, this kind of comes with good news and bad news for Singing in the Rain.
When I heard that he had won, I think you called me that night.
I did.
You're right. And, of course, my first response was, oh, my God, I can't believe you won. It's such an honor. Not that he's not talented, but the odds are certainly against you.
Sure.
Then I started thinking, when is that event? And lo and behold, the Kennedy Center performance is scheduled on what would have been our opening night, our opening week. So we scrambled. We certainly could not envision turning to Andrew and saying, well, it was nice you won, but you're not going. So we scrambled a bit, put our heads together, those of us working on the show, and decided we would make our second week of performance longer and cancel the first week. So this show, Singing in the Rain, will be a one-week only event. Usually our musicals run 2 weeks, but because Andrew won't be with us and he's our lead in the show, 1 week only for everybody who wants to come.
Excellent. So don't miss that. We'll give you the details about when, where, and how. But right now, let's get to a little music. We'll just get you started with a little piece of the overture from Singing in the Rain.
Thank you.
now you're in the mood. You might remember the 1952, we think, movie, Singing in the Rain, with who was in that?
Okay, you had Gene Kelly.
Of course.
Playing the lead. You had Debbie Reynolds.
Right.
As the love interest. And the amazing Donald O'Connor as Cosmo, the sidekick.
There you go. It was a great movie. And the recording we're listening to today is actually from a Broadway cast album.
Right.
So if you want to hear the real thing, you have to go where and when at URI.
Well, actually, we're going to be opening on a Wednesday night, which is sort of different for us. Wednesday, April 25th. We're going to play Wednesday through Sunday, closing on the 29th, and each evening performance is at 7:30. We will be offering some matinees, and that will be on April 28th, Saturday, and 29th, Sunday, and those matinees are at 2 o'clock.
All right. So, and tickets available. There are student prices as well as general admission prices. You can find all of that online at uri.edu/theater. And if you want to call, they even have a phone number. You can call for information. Operator standing by, as they say.
Actually, our box office will open April 9th, and the number there will be 874-5843. But the nice thing is, if you go to our website, we use Vendini, and you can order your tickets now. We've already had several hundred tickets sold, and we're still 2 months away from the show. So you can select your seat, pick your performance, and get your tickets now.
Excellent. And remember, it's going to be a little bit of a shortened performance time, so make sure you get there and don't be locked out, because you want to be one of those people that says, I knew Andrew when. And, I saw him in Singing in the Rain at URI, do you believe it? And now he's with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, there you right. go. Right.
Okay, this... there's a lot of familiar tunes from this show, Andrew. This first one is called Fit as a Fiddle. Who handles that?
Well, that is Don and Cosmo. It's actually a flashback to their vaudeville days. Don and Cosmo are lifelong friends, and they got their start in vaudeville. And this song is a very uppity, catchy tune with a lot of flashy tap dancing, and it kind of starts you off for an adventure of the dance.
Jump over the moon up above. Fit as fiddle and ready for love. Having a worry, having a care. Feel like feather is floating on air. Fit as fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and we'll march with paw and paw. How the church bells will be ringing with the hey, nighty, nighty, and a ha-cha-cha. Hi, little fiddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, but what did she say? Fit as fiddle and ready for love.
We're feeling fit as a fiddle in here, and there's all kinds of great tunes and lots of lines you can get out of this show. It certainly is a happy time, and putting a show on like this, Paula, takes a lot of work. I know that. And how long in preparation does the department go for something like this? You mentioned you knew a while ago that Andrew was going to be the lead. About how long a process is?
Well, we started our auditions in the beginning of December, and the work began on the show then. Excuse me. We've only been rehearsing for for a couple of weeks because Tartuffe was playing and our cast was in Tartuffe, a lot of our people. But Lila Kane, who is my musical director, Dante Sciarra, who is doing our choreography, Cheryl DeWardner designing our sets, and David Howard, our costume designer, we've been hard at work since December. Planning, plotting, organizing, laying things out.
This is the plotting biggest part.
Yeah, well, this is probably the biggest challenge in terms of a musical that we've seen since Beauty and the Beast, which was 6 years ago.
Wow. All right. So Singing in the Rain has a lot of familiar tunes, as we mentioned. And this next one, Andrew, is no exception. I think a lot of people know this one. It's it should be sung with a cigar in your hand.
There you go. Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite tunes, and partly because it's sung by Cosmo, and in this sense Don is down in the dumps, really. He's you'll have to come see why, but he's not feeling his best, and Cosmo, again his lifelong friend, decides to sing a little song to get his spirits back up. And he goes crazy with a dummy. He goes crazy with his legs. He goes crazy with his song. And it really tunes you into their relationship with this first song called Make 'Em Laugh.
All right. We'll listen to Make 'Em Laugh, then take a short break and be back with more of Singing in the Rain.
Make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Ha ha! My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing in line for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell him a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make him roar, make him scream, take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place, and then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make him laugh, make him laugh, make him laugh.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the URI Theater Department's Paula McGlasson and Andrew Burnap, who is playing the lead role in Singing in the Rain. And Paula, there's while we were off air, you were telling me that this is kind of a story within a story within a story.
Well, you know, I was told when we first selected this show that the most popular movie musical ever made was Singin' in the Rain. I think that's kind of interesting. That's how iconic the characters, the songs, the moves are in this show. But one important feature of Singin' in the Rain is you not only have the live stage musical,
right?
You have to have four movie segments that play as part of the plot. These are movie stars. It's 1927. It's Hollywood. So we actually see Don and Lena, our two movie stars, on stage in a film. So we've spent the last weekend with 8 to 10 hour days in our theater filming our actors dressed in period costume, like Three Musketeers, making the film segment that will be shown within the musical. So thanks to Mike Commendator, who is a senior film studies theater major, who is our director and director of photography, and Jimmy Calitri, also director, those film segments will be done and part of the play.
Excellent. That sounds like quite an undertaking. Mm. And Andrew, what was your part in all of that? Are you the main character in the movies, or?
Yes, actually, because Don is a silent film star, and we were filming this weekend, as Paula just said, and everything is so exaggerated in the silent film era because you don't get to speak with your mouth. You have to speak with your body and with your face and with your eyes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that was certainly a challenge because, you know, we see movies today and everything is so small. Everything is associated with the smaller it is, the more sincere it is. And whereas in silent films, if you're not big on screen with your body, people don't really know what's going on.
Right. Dustin Hoffman would not have made it in those days.
Exactly. Nor you know, Brando, who everybody loves now.
Right.
They wouldn't have been so great in the silent films. That's not to say that they're, you know, great now. But Mike was absolutely fantastic in directing these films. They are a combination of our fight choreography, also our the story within the story. So the films prove to be a very, very interesting part of the story. And as you progress through the story, the films make more and more sense.
Excellent. And now we're at a song called You Were Meant for Me. Tell us about that one.
That's a beautiful song. This is the first moment where Don and Kathy start to realize that they like each other a lot. And Don sings this song to her, basically saying, "You were meant for me," the title of the song. And actually, we have decided to take the original choreography from the movie that Gene Kelly choreographed, and we are now translating that onto the stage version. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, almost ballet-like dance with a little bit of soft shoe tap as well. And it's just a beautiful song, beautiful dance, and it kind of warms your heart.
A beautiful sunset. Mist from the distant mountains. Colored lights in a garden. A lady is standing on her balcony in a rose-trellised bower, flooded with moonlight. We had 500,000 kilowatts of stardust. A soft summer breeze. And you look lovely in the moonlight, Kathy.
Now that you have the proper setting, can you see it?
I'll try. Life was a song. You came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dare. This is what I'd say to you. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Maybe
but I am content. The angels must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Song, and I can't wait to see you doing a little soft shoe, little tap, a little soft tap. That'll be great. Paula, you know, I once interviewed someone that had climbed Mount Everest, and I had to ask him, just like everybody else did, why did you do it? Now, in this case, you're doing Singing in the Rain, and I'm sure the question everybody says, is it going to rain on stage?
Everybody asks, and the answer I give is, yes, God willing, it's going to rain on stage, and not through natural devices, but through our scenery as intended. I don't know how you'd do the show if you didn't have rain on stage.
You have to have the rain.
You have to have the rain. Oh, it's, yeah. There are several parts of this show because it is so beloved to so many people. I mean, you want to see those yellow slickers. You know they're there. You want to see the yellow slickers. You want to see the rain. When it's Broadway Melody, you want to see the vamp Sid Charisse character. You're looking for some of the antics that Donald O'Connor did in the movie during Make 'Em Laugh. It's really a part of American tradition of movie musicals,
sure,
Singing
sure.
in the Rain. So people are coming, and you don't want to lessen what their expectations are. You want to meet them. So that's what we're aiming for.
Absolutely. And I'm hopeful that it's not going to happen by asking everyone to bring a water pistol.
I'm hoping. No, we thought of that on last year's musical, Rocky, and we decided not to go there.
Right,
so, no, don't bring your water pistols.
All right. We'll make it work some other way. Okay, we're going to go to another tune now. This is Moses. I'm not familiar with this one.
Moses, this is a scene where Don Don is, because the films have just started becoming talkies, now Don and Lena have to go through vocal coaches to make sure that their speech and dialect is acceptable for the movies. And so this is a scene where Don is with his vocal coach, and it's Cosmo shows up, and they start to have a little fun with the vocal coach. Moses supposes his toes are roses is...
Wait, say that again?
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
Okie dokie.
Is a vocal exercise.
But Moses supposes erroneously.
Exactly. It's a vocal exercise. And so they actually, Don and Cosmo, turn it into a little bit of a song. And they have a little bit of fun, maybe a little too much fun, with the vocal coach.
See, now with your description, I do remember from the movie.
There you go.
We'll get to listen to this and take a short break and be back with more of the Paula and Andrew Show.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
For Moses, he noses his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be. Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. A mose is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes. Hoop-de-doodle-doo. Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he noses his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Moses,
his toes is on roses.
Moses,
he don't need
us leading by Moses.
Moses, his toes is on roses.
As Moses supposes his toes is to be.
Roses, 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 roses. What Moses supposes his toes is. Could it be a lily or a daffy-daffy-dilly? It's gotta be a rose, cause it rhymes with Moses. Moses.
Back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Paula McGlasson from the University of Rhode Island Theater Department. She is the director of Singing in the Rain and also the chair of the department. And junior at URI, Andrew Burnap is here playing the lead role in Singing in the Rain. And Paula, we talked during the break a little bit about the fact that you are very fortunate. You have a lot of great people working with you. And we talked about producing the sound specifically.
Well, you can't do this kind of a show that's this large, a show of this magnitude, without an army of talented people there. No one person can do a show. So though I'm director, I count on everybody that's there with me to pull something like this off. And one pair that I have working with me, a husband-wife team from North Kingstown, is my sound designer and AV guy, and that's Mike Hyde and his wife, Maria Day Hyde, who is an alum of URI Theater and a performer herself, is now doing our props job, props chairman job. So husband-wife team, extremely talented, and both really, really essential on this show.
Excellent, excellent. Does take a lot of people, and that's a good thing that everybody is pulling together. You want to make sure you, as the audience member, get a chance to see this production. The seating is going to be a little bit less than normal because there's less dates available because of the success of Andrew and going on to conquer the world. We have a few less dates available, but we'll cover that as we will a few other details in the next segment. But right now, we'll get to another piece of music. And this one, I think just about everybody can that has seen the movie can remember this song. Andrew, who sings it?
Good Morning is sung by Don, Cosmo, and Kathy. And this is such a great song because it brings you into the friendship of the three of them. Paula and I have talked, along with the people playing Cosmo and Kathy, in that this is kind of the Three Musketeers type song. This is all for one, one for all type mm-hmm. thing. And what's also great about this song and all the other songs is these songs were written before the play or the screenplay was written. So it really is a play that happens to have songs in it. Hmm. So unlike a lot of musicals now where the music is written for the show itself
right.
and the plot progresses
to help
through some
tell
music.
The story.
Exactly.
Right.
It's if you take all the music out, it's still a wonderful play mm-hmm. and the story is told. So that is why this is a very, very challenging piece because it's not only a musical, it's an acting play with music in it. So you have to carry both, you have to carry both weights with you.
Sure. Well, and a movie within that.
That's right.
So there you go. All right, let's listen to Good Morning.
The picture can be saved!
Oh!
I tell you, kids, if we pull this off, this day will go down in history for me. March the 23rd.
Ah, your historic day is not the 23rd, it's the 24th.
What do you mean the 24th?
Because it's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes, and what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So, good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you. Good morning, and good morning. We gab the whole night through. Good morning, a good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning, in the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning, a good morning.
Might be just a zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
So say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Ah, monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Muchas frias.
Buongiorno.
Oggi torno.
Good morning.
Breakfast morning. Good morning to you.
Fun song that will certainly brighten anyone's day.
That's right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And we want to give you the details about Singing in the Rain. at the URI Theater, Robert E. Will Theater. And that's going to be on April 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th at 7:30. And then April 28th and 29th at 2 o'clock. And tickets are available by going to the website, and that's uri.edu/theater. And the box office, you said, will be open on the...
April 9th.
April 9th, and that's 401-874-5843. So give them a call or go online and get your tickets, and be one of those people that can say, I was there when, because that's going to be that kind of show. And it's also, I don't think we mentioned, there's going to be a live orchestra there. So there'll be the whole Megillah, as
they
say.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Everything. You've got sets, you've got lights, you've got a film, you've got rain, you've got orchestra, gorgeous costumes, pizzazz of the 1920s in Hollywood. What more could you ask for?
What more could you ask for? Well, I want to thank you both for coming in, Paula. I know that you had a million people to mention. Thank you for doing that. I'm sure that it's going to be a raging success. And Andrew, to you, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's Paul. It's great to have such a dynamic young man available to
it
help you out.
It certainly is. And we've got him for one more year. So
all right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Unless he gets a contract, big contract.
Well, you never know, do you?
I think I'll stick to URI.
Play it out for the year. All right. Andrew, tell us about this last song, which is obviously the biggie. And what we're going to hear now.
Singing in the Rain, it kind of speaks for itself. I mean, when I first heard this song and I first heard that we were doing this musical, I got chills thinking about how I get to sing this song. And you're certainly not going to see Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire on stage. You're going to see myself and my own interpretation of it. And I just cannot wait to have fun with Dante leading the choreography. He actually played this part about 20 years ago at Theater by the Sea. So it's a wonderful collaboration with a man who's played this role before, knows the ins and outs of the choreography, and we just get to have fun in the rain.
And I'm sure Dante is thinking, gee, I wish I was 20 years younger. But
some days, maybe not.
Well, best of luck to both of you. I'm sure it'll be a great success. And to all of you out there listening, make sure you get the chance to see it, and don't let it go by. Don't let it go by.
One week only.
Support the URI Theater. Thank you both. We're going to go out with Singing in the Rain, and then we'll listen after that to a little bit of the Broadway ballet piece that's on the recording. How much, I'm not sure we'll get in, but we'll get some of it. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh, I got it. We throw a modern section into the picture. Everybody loves those tap numbers. All right, now close your eyes and imagine this. Bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million hearts beat quicker there. A million lights, they flicker there. No clouds of gray on that great white way. That's the Broadway.
It's got me, everybody dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Out on the great white way, in each merry cafe, orchestras play, taking your breath away with the Broadway rhythm. It's got me, everybody sing and dance. Oh, that Broadway rhythm. Riding, beating rhythm.
Gotta dance.
Gotta dance.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.